7-foot-tall, 500-pound bear marching into battle with soldiers. Sounds unreal? Right. Meet Wojtek, the bear who served in the Polish army during World War II. In 1942, Polish soldiers in Iran found a tiny orphaned bear cub and decided to adopt him as he grew up. Wojtek learned to salute, march with the troops, and even drink beer. During the Battle of Monte Cassino in Italy, Wojtek carried heavy artillery shells to the front lines, helping Polish soldiers fight the Nazis. His bravery earned him the official rank of corporal. After the war, Wojtek became a hero and a symbol of Polish pride. He lived the rest of his life in the Edinburgh Zoo, where veterans visited him, saluting their old comrade, a bear who fought in the World War II. Now that's a legend. Would you want Wojtek on your team? Comment a bear emoji if you love this story. The Japanese soldier who kept fighting for 29 years. Most soldiers surrender when a war ends, but one man refused to believe it was over for nearly three decades. Meet Hiro Onoda, a Japanese soldier sent to the Philippines in 1944. When Japan surrendered in 1945, he thought it was enemy propaganda. For the next 29 years, he hid in the jungle, surviving on stolen food and avoiding locals. He ignored leaflets, radios, and search parties telling him the war was over. Finally, in 1974, his former commander was flown in to order him to surrender. Onoda finally put down his rifle after fighting a war that had ended decades ago. He returned to Japan as a national hero but struggled to adjust to modern life. This is loyalty to the extreme, but was it bravery or madness? Would you have surrendered or kept fighting? Comment loyalty if you admire his dedication. The girl who helped 2,500 Jewish children escape the Nazis. In 1939, as the Nazis invaded Poland, a young woman named Irena Sendler made an unthinkable decision. Working as a social worker, she smuggled Jewish children out of the Warsaw ghetto, right under the Nazis' noses. She used fake documents, sneaked babies in toolboxes, and even hid children in coffins to get them past Nazi guards. She kept a list of every rescued child buried in jars under an apple tree, hoping to reunite them with their families after the war. The Nazis caught her, broke her legs, and sentenced her to death, but she miraculously escaped and continued saving children. By the end of war, Irina had saved 2,500 Jewish children, making her one of the history's greatest unsung heroes. She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007, but lost to A.I. Gore's climate campaign. Do you think she deserved to win? Comment hero if you admire her courage. The Rolls-Royce Spectre, the future of ultra-luxury EVs. Imagine gliding down the road in absolute silence, wrapped in pure luxury. Meet the Rolls-Royce Spectre, the brand's first ever fully electric luxury car. With a 620-kilometer range, this car redefines what an electric Rolls-Royce should be. But forget about specs. This isn't just a car. It's a floating palace. The doors are the largest ever made on a Rolls-Royce. And when you step inside, you are greeted by the starlight doors, panels filled with tiny fiber optics lights that mimic a night sky. Its 4,500-pound battery isn't just for power. It also acts